when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams, gonna make them true.
Yeah, we got big dreams here at the Genius Lab, where we help you realize your greatness. Toby here for number 14 of the podcast based on my new book, Release Your Shit and Reclaim Your Power. Today, we're going to talk about strategy. You know, it's so, I love it when people come to me with big ideas and they've got big dreams and they want to make them come true, just like the song says. And when I ask them, so how are you going to get there? I get this blank look, which is, of course, why they're talking to me, right? Because we want to help you realize your greatness. And part of that is actualizing your visualization for your life. And we've been talking a lot about visualization in the past podcast, and now we're going to talk about strategy. Create a strategy. One of the most important things you can do to accomplish a goal is, and your mission, of course, is realize where it is you start, or you're starting from, and where it is you want to go. And that's the visualization part. And it's super powerful when you get clear on your destination. The next step is creating a strategy to get there. Okay. In a previous podcast, I talked about, you know, if you want to have a net worth of $10 million. Now, I'm not saying that you won't have a rich uncle, you know, have you inherit a bunch of money or win the lottery or whatever. But until that happens, it's good to have a strategy just in case it doesn't, you still get to your goal. So you want to create a strategy of saving small amounts of money that are in alignment with your current income that allow you to build towards that goal. And energy attracts like energy. So when you implement that and you begin to move forward towards your goal, even in baby steps, it helps to initiate bigger steps and energy come to you that will help make this happen. So one of the examples that I have in my own personal life is, you know, I have been for decades now, well, a couple of decades, 25 years now, I've been working with people to help them release their shit and reclaim their power. And I've facilitated hundreds of grief rituals and shedding ceremonies and help people with personal grief shrines and overcoming tremendous adversity. I've helped people with physical and sexual abuse, people who have been emotionally abused horribly, and helped them reclaim their power and rebuild their lives. And one of the things that I've learned in these hundreds and hundreds of sessions is that anything can be overcome when you get rid of the problem, when you release your shit, and when you claim your power, when you find the strength that you have to move forward. One of the things that I wanted to do after, you know, these years and years of private sessions is I wanted to start doing workshops. And the thing that I thought about would be, wow, how cool it would be to like do workshops in an exotic location where people are really nurtured and blessed by the place that they are, in addition to the material that they're learning and covering. So I thought, you know, God, how cool it would be to like do workshops in Hawaii, because I love Hawaii. And one of the things that happened for me is I was asked to speak at the Kauai Wellness Expo, and this was about 12 years ago. And what it allowed me to experience that dream for a moment. Now, this was a conference, and I just went in and did a keynote speech and did a small workshop. But what I realized while I was there was, this is what I want to do. And what was awesome was that I was able to meet a guy that has this really cool retreat center. And I also knew that I had a gift to bring. And my strength at that time was drumming. In some circles, I'm known as the healing drummer. And it's based on a system of sound therapy that I created back in the year 2000. And that was my strength. So I started teaching drum workshops on Kauai. And it was really fun because it got me started in realizing my dream. Now, the ultimate goal would be doing workshops where the energy of that island, which is so nurturing and so loving and so restorative and so empowering, could be used to not only help people, you know, learn how to drum and do music therapy, but also to come there to transform themselves. You know, the therapists are often helping people, but they don't often help themselves. And so what I started doing was these drum workshops. And that one thing led to another. And before you know it, for the last 10 years, I've been doing shamanic training and personal development and self-empowerment workshops on the island of Kauai. And I'm actually have created a workshop around this book called Release Your Shit and Reclaim Your Power, which I will also be doing on Kauai. The point of all this is start with your strengths. What is it that you have now? What skills, what knowledge base do you have now? Or as Brandon Bouchard would say, in what area of your life are you an expert? Start there. And then number one, do the work so you know that what you're going to teach actually works, and which is really important. I used my drumming techniques for about 10 years on myself before I ever really worked with anyone else. And then move from there. So if you think about it this way, if you were going to go on a trip across country, you wouldn't just get in your car and just drive randomly down any street. The first thing you would do is you would probably consult a map, okay? And you would look at where you are, where you're going, and what is the most pleasant way to get there, okay? I have a friend that's a big Harley rider. He's a big biker, and he wanted to do a cross-country trip. And what he decided was based on the time of year and so on and so forth, he wanted to start. He lived in Cincinnati, Ohio. He wanted to go down into the southern part of the United States, work his way across, end up in San Diego, go up the West Coast, all the way up to northern Canada, and then come back and then run across the top of the country, the northern part of the country, through Montana and those areas, Washington, Oregon, and then through Montana and across the top, and then back down to Ohio. And by planning his trip, he had an amazing journey where as many things that were in his control worked to his benefit. Okay, in other words, he looked at weather patterns, so on and so forth. So look at the, start with the strengths you have, look at the journey that you want to take, and then create a strategy of how you're going to get there. So I started with workshops, and I didn't just jump into a giant, you know, destination workshop on Kauai. I started locally, working with people one-on-one, then doing small workshops around the country where people would host me. And then as I built a network and fortified my own teaching, right? My making sure that the material that I was presenting was the best that it could be. Then I took it and was ready to do a big workshop in a destination location. So start with what you know, start with your strengths, and then move in from there. Hold your vision. You know, if you see yourself in front of a big group of people, you know, a great example is a guy like Tony Robbins. You know, this guy can get massive people, you know, thousands and thousands of people in an arena. Now, that's not my vision. In my world, that's way too much fucking work. So what I'm looking for is something smaller and more manageable for me. I don't want to have a giant staff that I have to manage. I want things to be fun, simple, and easy. So whatever your vision is, think about where you are, where you want to get, what material do you already have that supports your vision and your mission? And then because your vision of what you want to create needs to support your mission, we want to get as much congruency as possible. So one of the things that is very common when people come to me and they start talking about doing an event is that they get they have this big vision and then I got to do this and I'm going to do this. And then when I get down, okay, so how are you going to do that? How many people are you going to have at your event? Oh, well, I don't know. Where's it going to be? Well, I don't know. Well, you know, how are you going to feed them? How are you going to keep them hydrated? How are you going to get them from point A to point B? You know, there's a lot of details. And the other thing about it is when you look at the whole picture, it's easy to get overwhelmed. Okay, so that's why strategy is really important, because strategy has a beginning point, it has, and then it has a process that builds one thing upon another. So the thing that I would encourage you to do is look at what your goal is. And maybe it's to just be an individual teacher or a coach. Maybe it's doing big workshops. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But what matters is that you create a vision, you get clear on your vision, clear on your mission, create a strategy, and then start to move forward in a way that supports that mission and vision. What skills do you have now? What skills do you need to acquire in order to make it happen? This is really important. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? My strengths are working with people. My weakness is organization. So I needed to find people around me that could help organize it. So when I met this guy that had the retreat center, it was awesome because he had the place, he had the ability to for people to stay there, he had the ability to feed people. You know, it all worked out really well. The last workshop that I did, because he has since sold his place, I found a new place that is a completely different environment, but still really cool and accommodating. In this particular case, it's right in the middle of a little town called Kapa'a. And it's a big enough piece of property to where we're very isolated and very private. But at the same time, in just a few minutes, we can walk to a dozen different restaurants. We're a block from the beach. We're a block from the farmer's market. Anybody can get anything they want very quickly. So when we take a break, we're not isolated inland like we were with the previous place. And it's a different energy, okay? But it still works. So the thing that I'm trying to get to basically is that do as much as you can within your control, okay? For 10 years, I had this great retreat center. He sold it. What am I going to do? Oh, I'm going to find a different option, because what was out of my control was the sale of that land. So work within what is in your control, the teaching, the presentation, and the execution of what it is that you want to present, and providing the best material and the best experience for those who are attending so that they get what they want. And then the more of those things that you have down strategically, the less surprises you have. Okay, because there's always going to be surprises. Planes are going to be late. People aren't going to be able to get out to the facility. I mean, I've had so many things happen. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I used to pick everybody up from the airport personally. I realized that, guess what? That doesn't work very well. That takes a ridiculous amount of time. And it takes a lot of energy, which I found compromised my teaching ability, especially on that first day, because I was so worn out from driving back and forth from the airport, picking people up and entertaining people, that I wasn't as prepared as I could be to present the information on the very first evening. So I don't do that anymore. But what I do is provide information for people to get from the airport to the facility so that they can do it on their own, but they do it in a way that's effortless. Okay? So as many things as you can control, do. Be as clear as you can and look at the things that you want to have be your responsibility and the things that you want to have be other people's responsibility, and then create your network of people who are going to assist you. It's not hard. It's actually quite simple. It just isn't easy. Okay. In other words, it takes thought, it takes planning, It takes a strategy. So in the same way that my friend that went on the motorcycle ride planned his trip based on weather patterns and being the best possible place at the best possible time, do the same thing for your thing. Maybe you want to be a teacher. Maybe you want to be a speaker somewhere and you want to get speaking engagements, okay? Create a strategy that's going to support your vision and support your mission. Get clear on those things. Start creating a strategy. If you need some help, shoot me an email, toby@tobychristensen.com. Let's kick some ass, help you create your dream, help you realize your greatness, and keep looking up.